Let's spoil Westworld season 3 episode 7, Past Pawn. That's PASSED PAWN. And which we finally get the storylines merge. We see Maeve at the beginning. Brian, you get to see Clementine as well as Hanryo return. And then they all head out in the Mexican desert to Sonora, to the original place where we find out Caleb's backstory. And we also see the epic fight between Maeve and Dolores. And everyone loved this episode, I can tell, looking at Brian's eyes.
In fact, I'm tempted to not even speak. I mean, can somebody who is not me, because I have a reputation by now.
I gotta say, okay, look, I think Westworld season 1 and season 2 have gained we kind of said, okay, this is going to be a very heady, very wacky, kind of trippy show, right? We're really going to play a lot with, you know, existence and life forms, you know, the ranking of life forms, and we're going to play around with the storytelling and stuff. And season 3 has really become like an FX quality action show. We are really, I feel like this, there's a lot of high tech stuff going on, but it feels very dumbed down to me. And I feel like I can't shake that since episode 2 or 3 this season, that they have really almost dumbed down the show. Like, in lieu of simplifying it, which I think would have been very helpful if you consider season 1 and 2 very convoluted, I don't think season 3 is simplified. I think it is. They've rubbed off all of the sharp points on it, and it's become kind of dull in its story plot. Tom, am I?
It's interesting that you say that, because maybe I'm too dumb to have realized that earlier in the season, but I definitely felt it this episode. This was the episode where, you know, Dolores is telling Caleb, and it's beautifully shot. Mm-hmm. The acting is tremendous. Oh, yeah. I am captivated by both of the actors, but I'm listening to the dialogue and I'm like, really? Like, I've decided that a human must run our empire, and I'm only doing this to protect the humans. Like, that just seemed oversimplified. I dug the battle between Maeve and Dolores. I thought that was really well done, well choreographed, fun to watch. Dolores getting her arm blown off and all that, and the tech. They both had like cool tech. But then also it was like cool tech without an explanation. Like, this drone helps these bullets find their targets. And I'm like, okay, I guess I can hang with that.
This sniper rifle has aim assist, which is a real thing.
Yeah.
But also it will just shoot on its own.
It will just shoot anybody it needs to. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, yes, we get it. We all saw the late 90s Discovery special about this tech, about it being around the corner.
And then my final thing that I felt was really dumbed down was the evil computer in the basement that they just left on.
For years, they guarded it by how many people, Tom? How many people were guarding Solomon?
None. Were there four?
Oh, there were four inside. Well, there's four inside.
Oh, that's right, because the gun shot them at the beginning. Yeah.
It was
on, and it was evil, and Dolores' secret plan is to get it to tell us what to do so that Caleb can become the chosen one.
And
I didn't dig any of that. Also, I guess you can have an EMP where the stored strategy doesn't get affected, but that also seemed weird. I liked the battle between Maeve and Dolores for the most part. I liked Caleb's backstory. I liked the idea that he had been, you know, employed by the Rico app, and that they didn't want him to remember that. And that kind of manifested in him like, yeah, I don't take certain kinds of jobs. That all jived with me. And I thought the way they told it with the multiple flashbacks worked fine enough for me. So this wasn't a total loss, but I'm with you, Bryce. Like, so much of it felt way simpler than it needed to be. Mm-hmm.
Every single part of this show is best of breed. Best of breed acting, best of breed writing-ish, best of breed special effects, best of breed music, best of breed world building, and yet somehow, never more than in this episode, did more clearly the sum is less than its parts. Put all those parts together, and somehow it's less on there. There was one anchor that I believed was concrete until this episode. All the robots, whatever, make up whatever you want. Make as many copies as you want. They come, they go, they're alive, they're dead. Anything's possible. Robots, right? Humans, great. They come, they go, I guess. You make copies, I guess. They have breakthroughs or whatever. Caleb was the one concrete introduction that we had this season that was really good because he was damaged and I believed it. And it turns out I couldn't even believe in that. I don't know what we're fighting for. I don't know who we're fighting against. I don't know who's dead, who's alive, who can't come back, who can come back. Mm-hmm. I don't know a goddamn thing. And when I'm in this space, I don't understand who to root for or what to care about. It's a Transformers movie at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this episode started with Hale making a phone call, and we see that she still has a face despite the very end of the last episode.
Where saying, she is clearly burned off.
Is she, right. And
well, I mean,
maybe she's been repaired.
Fixed.
I guess, but then, like, why did they set the bomb? They bombed her because they knew she was the robot. Wouldn't they know that the robot can be not exploded?
Also, who are we supposed to cheer for when it's Darth Vader killing the other copy of Darth Vader who's slightly different than the first Darth Vader?
Hold on, put a pin in the who do we cheer for, because I want to throw out one last thing that we also have William, who we spent a lot of time establishing that he's had a revelation and he knows what he wants to do. And then we find out that what he wants to do is kill all robots. But he won't kill Bernard and Ashley right away. He'll wait till he's at a gas station.
But he will say, I'm going to kill you first.
You should have killed me when you had the chance,
but
partner.
But not till I get to the gas station. Okay. Now, the thing that makes me I am rarely as confused as to who to root for because I don't really care. I don't view these things as good versus evil. I'm looking at other things. But what I think we are supposed to end up with is that Dolores is manipulating Caleb, because there's the line of she wants to use humans to kill all humans, which then if you just bracket off the weirdness of the evil robot AI there or the evil AI, then yes, what she wants to do is get a flawed plan, trick Caleb into implementing that plan, and then that will ruin everything, leaving a fresh earth for Dolores to go get everyone out of the valley and put them into real bodies, and the robots inherit the earth. That's kind of what I suspect is supposed to be Dolores's real plan, in which case I'm going to root against Dolores's plan working and hope that Caleb wises up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the idea is, right, like, see, we were talking before the show that a lot of this is about, like, robots are going to be an inevitability. Technology is an inevitability, and they already have this, and they have proved that the robots are an evolved life form, basically. And you either try to wipe them out, which I think is William's plan, which is, you know, rowing upstream forever, versus, you know, Dolores's plan, which is to try to kill all humans. And I think Caleb is meant to be this compromise of robots and humans can live together, or the robots can kill all of the humans. And you can be the king of the humans when we create the robot NATO and
there
and
was like that direct together. Implication that it's like, you've been a follower your whole life. Now
it's time
to be a leader.
Right.
And it's like against
whom? Well, I think
to
she was
end?
Just trying to convince him to do the plan. I don't think she wants him to be the king of humans. She wants them all dead. She never cared about Caleb. I always thought it was weird that she took a human under her wing, and now I get it. Like, oh, the only thing that makes sense for Dolores to protect a human of any kind would be to use him for this kind of plan.
So I'm going to try to speak non-spoilery for anyone who hasn't seen Game of Thrones. There's a lot of characters you like and don't like in Game of Thrones. There's a lot of situations you find horrific and enjoy in Game of Thrones. But I can't think of a single episode during all 7 seasons of that show where you ever lacked an anchor, where there wasn't at least one character that you understood where they were coming from, what they were about, what and you could relate to. And for an awful lot of it, it was the young Stark, Arya. And sometimes it was not Arya. Sometimes we didn't like what Arya did. I lost any anchor. I don't like any of them. I don't understand any of their motives. I don't want to spend any time with them. I don't like anything. I I dread watching the next episode of this series.
I actually feel, I feel like I understand Dolores's motives better if I'm right about her using Caleb, because she's always been robots uber alles, like, you know, since she kind of understood what was going on. And it was weird that she was using Caleb. That's when I started to weaken on, like, okay, maybe her motivations are, I mean, are growing or not so pure. Now I get it. Now I get that she hasn't lost anything. So to me, you have a more solid motivation from Dolores now, if that's true.
Right. And her means to do so are to destroy Reboaham, you know, to cripple human society, which had been held up by the big ball, the big glowing ball. But I feel like that, I don't know, that it just seems very almost one-dimensional when it comes to her relationship with Caleb. I mean, the only reason they even got together, despite the fact that he is one of the hundred some people on the planet who is an outlier. He just happened to be there in the alley that night, and I don't think Reboaham had no clue that that Dolores even existed. So it's not like, yeah, Reboaham sent him there and put this all together. So it's one of those weird things where it's not like,
but
fate.
She might have known that that's where he would end up, because she had visited before and had started to tap into that,
I guess,
and infiltrated the company.
She was shot. She maybe. I think it's not crazy that she would have seen him and vetted him. But
oftentimes, really great art is, in a very clever way, speaking about the times that you live in. Sometimes in a not clever way. You know, 24 was popular because we wanted revenge fantasy porn of, you know, beating up and torturing terrorists or whatever. But it was about something bigger than the show itself. For the life of me, I don't know what this show's about that's bigger than the show.
Oh, it's about big data. It's about big data and AI and automation, and can humanity persist in the face of technology when the company's the man? I mean, that is what this is supposed to be about. Very clearly about that.
In that case,
I don't know if I like how blunt they are about it. Well, it seems too obvious.
It's just all telling and no showing. I would love to see a story that makes me feel the pain of what might be around the corner with big data. Likewise,
I think that's why I reacted so badly to the saying, like, we now sent everybody what their plan was and they all freaked out, because I didn't feel it. I was like, okay,
because they didn't
why?
Show
give
it.
Give me,
man,
like, yeah, show me
could you
someone
imagine, could you imagine
that
if
convinces
that episode,
me that I would freak out.
Imagine that episode as 5 9-minute short mm-hmm. stories of individuals who all had understood, you know, who had reasonable secrets that they were keeping and how it destroyed them to have it. Like, what, like make me feel any of that. Like, here's the thing. We've known about Caleb's partner that he's been so upset and broken about that. Like, I can't tell you the dude's name. They never gave us one vignette that made me think, I like that guy. For 1 second, let me feel what Caleb feels, you know, like make this person somebody who I at least like, if not love.
I thought they did a decent job with Caleb. I personally wouldn't pick on that because I think you could overexpose that. I think it's a pretty well-worn story of, like, hey, I had a brother in arms and he's gone and I'm upset about it. And I definitely felt Caleb's. That's actually one of the problems, is that now they've suddenly ripped away what I had learned about that. And I should be even angrier that was never real and that he killed his own friend. But again, I'm sort of like not believing it, because I've been led to not believe that everything I've seen is true too much.
Oh my God. Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. A dog will learn the rules. And the rules with Westworld are, whatever you care about now, whatever you believe now, will not matter in 4 episodes.
That's what my dogs are saying.
Completely
definitely.
Trained. And that's not a great thing to train your audience to understand.
Well, I think it's meant to be like, oh, twists. Like, you are meant to be surprised.
Of course.
But it's not doing a good, like, if the whole, maybe there's more to it next week, because we haven't explored any of the stuff about France being nuked. but I think it's meant to be surprise, but if the only surprise is supposed to be, hey, Caleb, you know the guy, Caleb, who we keep looking at the one memories over and over and over and over again and the same thing? I don't know about this anchor stuff, but the guy who we keep seeing just kind of randomly his memories of being in war, that memory's fake. What? No. What? That's not even a good. That's not even fundamentally a good twist.
It's well, especially in a world where it's like, what? In a world where literally we've seen story and story again turn out to be untrue. This story was untrue as well. What?
Because I think Caleb already doesn't have a lot of depth, and even if you replace one for one the army thing with the contract killer thing, like he has two data points, which were this thing with his brother in arm and his mom leaving, dying.
The milkshake,
the milkshake thing.
He threw up a milkshake once.
At end of Caleb's backstory. He's not exactly, they have given more backstory to the robots who just spent an eternity being killed and maimed and assaulted and at least that's a motivation. That's a motivation.
I disagree with you on Caleb. I'm feeling okay. Caleb, and I like what they've done with him, but that doesn't excuse all of it. I'm also having problems. I've been digging Westworld with a couple of exceptions all through this season. I've liked everything about it until this episode. This episode just struck a clunker note for me. Right from the moment where Dolores said, I want you to be king, human guy. I'm like, no, she doesn't. Like, no, I don't believe that. Like, why would she want that? And then I'm maybe going to be given a legitimate reason why she would say that and not mean it. And I really hope I am. I hope I'm right. I'm also not sure I'm right. And that's part of the problem it's not a good uncertainty. Uncertainty is good. You don't want certainty. But it's not an uncertainty of like, ooh, I can't wait to find out what happens. It's like, gosh, I hope I am understanding this correctly, because if I'm not, it doesn't make sense. That's a bad uncertainty.
I don't want to keep comparing, whatever. But say what you will about Game of Thrones and how it ended. But when somebody died on that show, I believed it.
Mm.
I never crossed my arms and said, we'll see.
What does death mean to the not living?
Nothing in this
world.
Not
everybody who died on that show stayed dead, even, and you still believed it.
Right, but I believed that person as I knew them was truly dead, you know?
Yeah, well, we can't really get into spoilers, but I get what you're saying. So, how's your hand from petting that snake, Brian?
Yeah, it's a little bit snake bit, but I knew it. It's fine.
It's not like it's asking a lot.
I got a rubber band around it. It'll be all right.
It's nice that, at least with the story being dumb, it's not like it's asking a lot or making us like really process this. At least this is very surface level storytelling.
That's actually a really good kind of parallel. It's you can love a cousin who you can see is clearly not living up to their potential. You can love them fine. You could play some ping pong with them. You could talk about, you could introduce them to Daft Punk.
I don't know why you needed this analogy.
But ultimately be deeply disappointed that they're not living up to their potential. And that's how I feel about Westworld. It's a fine hangout.
It's not your daughter. It's a cousin.
Exactly. Yeah. That's ding, ding, ding. Yeah. I would be upset if it was a daughter, but it's a cousin. What I mean, who am I? I can't.
All right. Any other thoughts on Westworld?
I'm so glad that we're all watching it together, because I don't know what I'd be without you guys.
That is Westworld Season 3, Episode 7.